This It's On moment is brought to you by On Nicotine Pouches.
If you're just tuning in, we're on the first tee at Fairway Links, and Spencer is up last.
Steve, he's got to be feeling the heat. Everyone's had a monster drive so far.
No doubt, Sue. A hush falls over the foursome as Spencer brings his club back.
Oh, Steve, it looks like it's on.
Products for tobacco consumers 21 years of age or older. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
When you're already the most hated person in America, what does doubling down matter, right? I guess that's what's going into the mind of Susan Lawrence right now. Yes, the perfect neighbor strikes back. She is now threatening the very children. The very children of the mother that she murdered, who's she's now spending 25 years, essentially the rest of her life in prison for. She's threatening to sue the kids. And we're going to go through this letter, this handwritten letter of hers in just a moment. Yeah, we have it right here. That is coming up. Before we get there, press subscribe. Let me know your thoughts in the comments as we go through this. She shot their mother through a locked door, a mother of four. And now, sitting in a Florida prison, Susan Lawrence wants the world to know that she's the real victim here. Narcissism always wins. I say it all the time. It does. It doesn't mean the narcissist wins. It means narcissism wins because it takes down whoever is practicing it in a swift, methodical way. And what's left is just the narcissism. And that's what's going to happen here. That's all that this woman is going to be known for at the end of the day. Nothing else. It's insidious. Eats them from the inside out and always, always wins. And it's playing out in real time in this case. That's right. The woman convicted of killing A.J. Owens in cold blood has written a 4-page handwritten letter threatening to sue A.J.'s children for defamation. You can't make this up. It's a kind of moral inversion that makes you stop mid-sentence and think, how does someone this far gone still find new ways to hurt people? Narcissists are neat, aren't they? It's fascinating. From a psychological standpoint, it really is, because it's just the prism from which they see things is so far off from reality. It's God. That's why they're impossible to be around and have in one's life. Let's rewind for a second. June of 2023, a neighborhood of Ocala. Lorenz had a long-running feud with her black neighbor, A.J. Owens, a young mother whose kids sometimes played in the shared yard between their duplexes. Woo, kids outside playing. Oh, how horrible is that? There were complaints, arguments, and many police calls for kids innocently playing. Then one night, AJ went to Lorenz's door, angry, sure, but unarmed, trying to confront the woman who had allegedly thrown a skate at one of her kids, as any parent would do, at least any responsible parent would do. Lorenz called 911, locked the door, and then instead of waiting for help, she got her gun. She fired through that door and hit AJ in the chest in front of her children. And in case you're new to this story and this case, she didn't open the door. She didn't look to see where she was aiming. She just stood inside her house and fired at her door, clueless as to who might be on the other side. Could have been a kid, could have been a parent, could have been the police, could have been anybody. Her thought process was, let's shoot at the door. This will be, I'm justified in doing this.
Jury later found guilty of manslaughter with a firearm, and the judge gave her 25 years. That should have been the end of the story. But in Susan Lawrence's world, accountability never really lands. Wouldn't it be great to put these two bitches in a cell together? Her and Donna Adelson? I bet the two could come up with great ways of how the world has just completely, completely turned its back on them. Because now from her prison cell, she's picked up a pen and a pad and decided that she's the one who's been wronged. She's written what she calls a defamation notice, a letter threatening to sue AJ's mother, Pamela, and three of AJ's surviving children. In that letter, which I'm about to read and let you hear and see, she claims that these kids lied, that they trespassed, that they defamed her character, that they are the reason her reputation is ruined because she had such a great one before. Think about this for a second. She destroyed an entire family, and now she's accusing the survivors of destroying her reputation. So here's how we're going to do this. I'm going to give you the floor to hear her words exactly as she wrote them, unedited, uncut, handwritten from her prison cell. And I'm going to unpack what those words really mean. So your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. Let's go through the letter here. I'll do my best to read her her handwriting. Again, all handwritten. If you're listening to this on the podcast platform, this is just from a notepad, basically, or a notebook. In the Circuit Court of the Fifth Judicial District, Judicial Circuit, and in for Morrow County, Florida. I'm doing my best here. Pamela Diaz, personal representative of the estate of A.J. Owens, deceased plaintiff, case number 25CA1118 versus Susan L. Lawrence and Charles Gabbard, individually defendants. Two, Circuit Court of the Fifth Judicial Circuit, and four, Marion County, Florida. Attention, Circuit Court Judge. This is part of the beginnings of a legal filing where it's always a little bit legal-easy, if you will. I'm trying to open this up in a larger document. Okay, there we go. I can read it a little bit better than trying to read it off of the screen here. Okay. AJ Owens and her children were trespassing. There were multiple no trespassing signs on the property. Miss Owens did, in fact, scream, threaten to beat me multiple times while trespassing, because this is how you write a legal document. Miss Owens was instructed to stay off the property along with her children by the county sheriff's department. At no time did I file erroneous allegations. Miss Diaz was not present and in another state until AJ died. Miss Owens did not knock politely and speak reasonably on June 2nd, 2023. She pounded and screamed profanities like a lunatic. Again, this is how you write a legal document. Miss Owens' children had lied to her and stated, "I hit," redacted, "with a roller skate." Redacted is one of the children's names. During this or his encounter with the prosecutors. And let me change your page here on the visuals. Okay, I'm trying to find my spot here again. At no time did I... Okay. During his encounter with the prosecutors, this, her handwriting sucks. I'm trying to figure out what she's saying here. During his encounter with the prosecutors, Buxman and Smith recanted that the roller skate hit him and only came near him. Assault and battery charges were dropped. In depositions, all the children told different stories, about their location at the time of the shooting. Redacted was over 60 feet away at the mailboxes. The female juvenile who testified at the trial stated she was an eyewitness to A.J. Owens throwing a metal sign and seeing said sign strike me in the leg. I was 7 weeks post-operative from my neck fusion. Redacted testified in his depositions that Miss Owens would come onto my sidewalk by my patio and threaten to fight me. He testified she was trying to scare me so that I would stop calling Marion County sheriffs. That's the end of that page. It continues. In Ann depositions and his sister, there's a lot of redactions here. In redacted and redacted depositions, redacted and his sister, redacted, would come over to my apartment and do ding-dong ditch, which is when the children knock on your door and run away. Redacted also testifies that redacted struck Miss Lawrence with a water bottle in his deposition. The fact that Miss Diaz is now asking for money goes directly against her saying no for the family in the sentencing paperwork. I now wish to countersue for slander, libel, and defamation of character for damages that exceed $50,000. Miss Diaz, redacted and redacted and redacted individually, and Charles Gabbard for not securing the property correctly and allowing Miss Owens and her children for harassment, physical threats of harm, and emotional distress or duress. Completion of fact and expert discovery to follow. Copy sent to Anthony Thomas Esquire, Susan Lawrence. That is your that is her letter that she is threatening the family, the children with that she murdered. You can't fix narcissism. You can't. It is an insidious disease. Let's take a breath, because that's one of the most disturbing combinations of delusion, self-pity, and psychological manipulation I've read in years. Here's what's happening under the surface of that letter. This isn't about defamation. It's about control. It's the oldest play in the narcissist handbook. If I can't win in the court of law, I'll try to win in the court of perception. The jury said she's guilty. The judge said she's responsible, but Lawrence can't live with that. So she creates a new version of the story where she's the persecuted one, where the kids, literal children who watched their mother die, are the villains who made her life miserable. And let's be clear, this isn't just insensitive, it's predatory, because those kids, they're not public figures, they're not adults, they're minors who have to live with the trauma of watching their mother die on their doorstep. And now they have to hear that the woman who killed her is writing from prison accusing them of defamation, of all things. Defamation. I'd love to see what's going to happen to you in prison, Susan. Because when you do shit like this and you continue to stir the pot and especially continue to victimize children in prison, you are in a women's facility. Obviously, you look like a woman. So that's where you're at. I would kind of go not human, but anyway. It's not going to end well. It's not going to end well. I have a feeling some people in that prison are going to teach you a lesson soon. And you're probably not. You thought the kids were bad? Oh, my goodness. Well, some people learn the hard way, don't they? Legally speaking, the letter is dead on arrival. To sue for defamation, you have to prove that someone said something false to another person that damaged your reputation. But truth is an absolute defense. And a jury already ruled beyond a reasonable doubt that her actions caused A.J. Owen's death. So unless those kids somehow fabricated the entire reality of that night, which they didn't, there's nothing to sue over. This isn't about law. It's about leverage. It's about inflicting pain in the only way she still can. That's why it was handwritten. You see, it's sometimes in domestic violence cases, even behind bars, abusers find ways to reach through the system and jab at their victims. That's why oftentimes you see precautions basically put in place at a sentencing saying you cannot communicate with the victims or their families in any way, shape, or form. It's to protect from shit like this. Because once a predator, always a predator, basically. Once a narcissist, always a narcissist. In my opinion. All this is in my opinion. This letter, that's what it is. A psychological jab. A way to twist the knife one more time. Because let's be real. What kind of person looks at four grieving children and thinks, you owe me an apology? It's one thing to deny guilt. It's another to weaponize that denial against the people you've already destroyed. What makes it so grotesque is that Lawrence knows the trauma she caused. She knows those kids testified. She knows they'll live with that image forever, their mom bleeding behind a door. And yet she still finds a way to say, you hurt me? That's not contrition. That's pathology. It's what happens when accountability meets personality that's allergic to it. And you can see it in every line of that letter. The need to rewrite history, to recast herself as a victim. She's not writing for the court. She's writing for herself to feed the illusion that she still has control. But she doesn't. The law spoke. The evidence spoke. The community spoke. And this letter, this four-page tantrum on lined paper, changes none of it. So, let's talk about the bigger picture. What does it say about our system and about human nature when someone can commit such an irreversible act and still see themselves as the victim? Because that's what denial looks like when it metastasizes. It becomes narcissistic justice, a parallel universe where consequences don't exist and everyone else is to blame. Lawrence's letter isn't just offensive, it's instructive. It shows us what accountability looks like when it's rejected outright. It shows us that guilt for some people doesn't create remorse, it creates resentment. And resentment is dangerous. It doesn't heal, it festers, even in a cell, even behind bars. It's a kind of thinking that led her to pull the trigger in the first place that night. That same inability to step outside herself, to see the humanity of another person, to pause before acting. The same impulse. I'm being attacked. I'm the victim. That justified violence then is now justifying victim blaming in ink. I think about AJ's kids when I read that letter. How much courage it takes for them to keep going, to keep living in a world that's already taken everything and still finds ways to punch down on them. I think about what it must feel like to see their mother's killer not just unremorseful, but vindictive. There's no peace in that. But there is clarity, because this letter tells us exactly who Susan Lawrence is and who she's always been. The woman who shoots through doors to make a point. The woman who blames children to protect her ego. The woman who mistakes punishment for persecution. And that's why this story still matters, because it's not just about one senseless killing. It's about what happens when we let delusion masquerade as self-defense and victimhood become a weapon. 25 years in prison isn't going to change that mindset. But maybe, just maybe, by reading this letter aloud, by exposing its absurdity and cruelty for everyone to hear, especially all of you in prison with the bitch, if you're listening, that's what she wrote. If you got nothing to lose, maybe a little clout to gain, maybe she needs to be corrected in some way, shape, or form. I'm not encouraging anything. I'm just saying maybe she needs to be corrected. We give a voice back to people she tried to silence. The kids don't owe her an apology. They don't owe her anything. If anything, the world owes them a promise. that their mother's death won't be twisted into a punchline by the person who caused it, that their pain won't be used as a prop in someone else's delusion. Because justice isn't just about a sentence, it's about telling the truth loud enough that the lies can't breathe anymore. And today, by reading that letter, we just took a little more of that air away. Your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, if you're listening on the audio platforms and podcasts, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. You'll find us. Please press subscribe. And yes, give us your thoughts on good old Susan. Can't make this shit up.
You really can't.
Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.